God, thank you so much for this first night of this 23rd year Prosperity Revival. Thank you, not only revival, revolution, and reformation is taking place in the very atmosphere in which we stand, and the atmosphere is all over the internet, in other countries tonight. We thank you that there's no distance in the spirit. We yield to your word, yield to your will, yield to your way, yield to your works, yield to your wisdom, that it may flow to every person that is under the sound of my voice tonight. Thank you for these men and women of God, who pastors and teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets who are here. Thank you for them, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that your word will, ooh, God. Word will minister to us and speak to us tonight. And whatever we're going through, we're coming out. We praise you and honor you, Father. Let your word come alive in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you remain standing. You can get your pen or your pad. I'm going to some more prophetical words. It seemed like you've been doing that lately, the last two months. Always had me to say something in the spirit he gave me. And I think what it does is it prop you for, prime you for some things he gonna say by revelation from the scriptures. Amen?
Amen.
All financial incompetence must be dealt with tonight. Anything you're not able to do financially, that incompetent part, incomplete, where you can't flow, you can't. And then in the middle of this process, I was in the mirror putting this mic on, and he said, I didn't say the Lord is my shepherd, he meet my need, or I shall not need. So I would like for you to move beyond need consciousness. God wants you to have what you want. What? Say, God want me to have what I want. He won't decide for you. He's already decided. You can have whatever you want. That's why the scripture said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so all financial incompetence must be dealt with tonight, that you may live freely as God has designed you in his plan to live. So that your life may bring glory to him and his work. Therefore, every blockage to your prosperity must be dealt with properly, that you may excel in the covenant of wealth on purpose. Your freedom, total freedom, not just by faith, but in manifestation and demonstration, by heavenly prosperity, that the work of God may flow financially free, and the gospel may be preached wherever God wanted to be.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Listen very carefully. This is a very dangerous thing. Stop attacking money. You are designed to attract money.
Yes, sir.
Money just like anybody else. If you attack it, say crazy stuff, it's just like anybody else. It's going to fight back to get away from you.
Yes, sir.
So stop attacking money. When you see something nice, stop saying crazy stuff.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
With flashback opportunities, the flow flashback, the flow and flood of prosperity is coming your way.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Get ready. Get ready. It is time for your overflow.
Amen.
Lift your hand and praise God. Let me have you to say something, because I'm working in a dimension here that is almost new to me in this prosperity revival. There's some things he wanted to bring us into new territories, new turf. Say this with me. With praise and thanksgiving,
I set
the riches
of God before me
this night
to guide,
govern,
protect,
and prosper me. All these needful,
all things needful
are now provided.
My rich good
become
visible
this night.
My words
are charged
with prospering power.
I give thanks
that my financial income
now increases
mightily
through the direct
action of God's rich good.
I give thanks
for the immediate,
complete
payment
of all financial obligation
in God's own wonderful way.
Y'all better open your mouth.
I am
a child
of the living God.
Therefore,
I'm one with his wisdom.
That wisdom
now leads me
in path
of righteous
peace
and true success.
I give thanks
for the immediate,
complete,
divine
fulfillment
of these desires.
This
or something better
come forth
with perfect timing,
according
to
God's
rich goods
for me.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand and give God thanks, and then you can be seated.
Go right ahead now and be seated.
Be seated. We're going to deal with tonight, money cometh, makes you a money magnet.
Come on. Come on, Apostle. Teach that.
Money cometh, makes you or makes me a money magnet. Therefore, the money keep on coming. Since I'm a magnet.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the money keep on coming, because you realize that you are a money magnet for the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
I'm a money magnet.
I'm a money magnet.
For the kingdom of God.
For the kingdom of God.
Now listen very carefully, because I will get into scripture and I'll start giving you principles in a few minutes, but I want to say some things to you to prep you. And you're almost not going to believe this, but I want you to get it in your spirit and get it in your consciousness. Now I know this is easy to have plenty of money God's way.
Yes, sir.
See, you don't even believe
it. Yes, sir.
No. The Lord prophesied over you.
Yes, sir.
A fact that had been proven in my life.
Yes, sir.
I'm not preaching secondhand information.
Yes, sir.
I'm preaching from revelation, manifestation, and demonstration. So let me say this one more time. See, can I get some more enthusiasm up in here?
Yes, sir.
Because you have to know. You know, we've been working two jobs. We've been working three jobs. Everybody working, the husband, wife, all the children, dog, cat, everybody go to work. And it shouldn't be, because it's easy to have plenty of money. See, you got to let that register, and you got to know money, not your master. Listen, let me give it to you again. My God, y'all, because y'all didn't accept it like you should. I'm going to give it to you one more time. Now, know this. It is easy to have plenty of money. Now, watch this. God's way. Now, what happened to us? What happened to the church?
Hallelujah.
What happened to holy men and holy women of God? We were drawn to the system. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If that knowledge don't come from the pulpit, we go out and hustle like everybody else. So we joined the world system and left Abraham, Isaac, Solomon, David, Job. Let's left act like that wasn't in the Bible. So now I remember it's easy to have plenty of money. Now when he said this to me, I want you to hear this. Money coming is a spiritual magnetic force. Flow and flood placed on the people of God that they are not blocked from their inheritance no more.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, many men, and thank God for them, have been sent to teach faith. And we all need to teach faith.
Yes, sir.
But I've been sent to teach money.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity, wealth, increase, overflow, out of debt.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to follow your assignment.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'd be the body Christ needed.
Yes, sir.
And so this money coming makes you a money magnet when you connect. We're going to find that tonight.
Yes, sir.
And those who disconnect.
Yes, sir.
Lot.
Yeah.
His name is Lot.
Yes, sir.
Show you now. Just listen. Money cometh as a spiritual magnetic force, flow and flood, placed on the people of God that they are not blocked from their inheritance no more. Once this magnetic anointing rests upon you, you will recognize you're on a mission for God. Wait a minute. Without having to get any permission from men. Men who don't believe it's biblical correct for Christian to be rich. There's many in the church that don't believe it's biblically correct for men and women of God to be rich. Everyone else can be rich. Basketball, football, you know, theater people. You know, people got companies selling junk. They all can get rich, but we Christians, we too clean to be rich. As if money dirty. It's dirty to be broke. Everyone else can be rich, but Christian, for poverty is a sign that you really love the Lord. It is my assignment, and those who are fully connected to this assignment, to shut these lies down by teaching, preaching, manifesting, and demonstrating God covenant of wealth.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
When I finish with you tonight, you're going to be one of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 8:18.
Yes, sir.
Why is this in the Bible? Then Psalm 112.
Yep.
Why did he put this in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Thou shalt remember, and the voice right before that is where we've been. Go to the 17th verse. so we can get this thing decently in order. 17. And thou saying, thy heart, my power and the might of my hand, God mean as well. See, that's where the problem is. And so that's why them two jobs come in at, and we go to 19 colleges and still broke. I know broke lawyers, broke doctors. They're broke. It don't mean that you're going to get it just because you got a degree. But we're not talking about your hand. Look at the 18th verse now. Is anybody here with me? But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Remember who?
The Lord thy God.
For it is he that giveth thee what? Power to do what?
Get wealth.
To get wealth. That he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy father as it is today. Now turn to Psalm 112, where we should first start teaching principles tonight. Psalm 112. Money cometh, make you a money magnet.
Yes, sir.
The money just keep on coming.
Money just keep on coming.
You're going to get to the place where you're going to recognize all your check is a seed.
Yes,
you've been trying to live by it, but it really don't. See, your desires are great. When you're a Christian, you got great desires.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when you're a Christian, you don't live normal.
Right.
And your desires become bigger because of the divine nature in you.
Yes, sir.
But you can't get it naturally.
Right. Yes, sir.
You got to move in the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes,
now notice this. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, uh-huh, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. That's all of us. Lift your hand.
Amen.
We love him, don't we?
Yes, sir.
All right, go to the next verse now. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth.
Uh-huh.
The generation of the upright shall be what?
Blessed.
Blessed, right? Let's go to the third verse now. What?
Wow.
What happened to this third verse? In my personal life.
Yeah. Right.
Wealth and riches shall be in his neighbor's house. And he talk about wealth and righteousness in the same verse.
Yeah.
Man, you know you shouldn't do that. That's not that. Wealth and righteousness in the same voice. Talking about a righteous woman, a righteous man, supposed to have wealth in his house.
Yeah.
But we switch system, go back to that 17th verse in Deuteronomy 8, and go back to that 18th verse, and tonight God want to put you in that 18th verse in a reality of revelation that he wants you rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, let's work with principles. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to get happy.
Yes, sir.
I'm just working with it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just working with you right now. Because I'm truly a money magnet.
Yes, sir.
Say the same thing. Say it.
Truly.
Say it tomorrow. And say it the next day.
Yes,
I'm a money magnet for God.
I'm a money magnet for God.
Say it on that crazy job where you work at. Get off in the bathroom and say it.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom and say, I'm a money magnet for God.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how long I'm going to be here on this job. I'm a money magnet. I get enough money. Y'all know y'all are quitting if you get enough money. Y'all know y'all be gone tomorrow. Y'all had enough money. The only thing keep you, you don't have enough money. You get enough money, that job. Goodbye. Thank y'all so much. Y'all been nice. Now, I had to quit broke.
Yes, sir.
Because I got a word from God. I broke in debt and had no, you know, once I signed those papers, no check coming nowhere from that plant. But the Lord told me to quit, I quit.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir.
Connecting to a covenant assignment from God.
Amen.
That's your first principle. Connecting, Genesis chapter 12. Connecting. I like this.
Yes, sir.
To a covenant assignment from God.
Wow.
Genesis 12, 1.
Jesus.
We have to know how God functions.
Yes, sir.
How God works.
Yes, sir.
You're most probably not going to do it all by yourself.
Right, right. Yes, sir. Right.
God puts servants in your life.
Yes, sir.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes, sir.
Teach that.
Now the Lord has said to Abram, Who he said it to?
Abraham.
Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I had to do that. I did that.
Yes, sir.
I've been in Geismar all my life. And Lord, one Sunday, the Lord told my wife and I to ride so we had to get out of Geismar.
Wow. Jesus.
The house that I built wouldn't fit Geismar. I didn't know what he was doing. I just followed him.
Yes,
I walked out. They told me, said, I don't have enough money to get one lot. Me and the man walking out there in the cold, and he took me to the back. I said, I've been in the back all my life. Show me some other lots. He brought me up to the front, and he had these two. He said, I got these two lots here, and I took a little walk with him, come back to the car. God spoke out of me. I take both lots. I ain't got no money. I take both. But now I understand why God wanted to take both, because the house that he had me build,
yes,
couldn't be built on one lot.
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to listen now. I'm talking about God. I ain't talking about Leroy. I'm talking about God.
Yes, sir.
But I want you to know he wants you to hear this because he wants you to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He says some things sometimes. Me, I was just too crazy to be frightened. I came out of the street.
Yes, sir.
And we did some crazy thing out in the street. So when he said that, I said, okay, I'll take both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you ever been in the barroom, no boy half drunk. He said, give all them poor boys a drink. Look at the second verse now. Genesis 12:2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What are we working on? Connecting to a covenant assignment from God. It will carry you so fast that you won't even be able to keep up. If you connect properly, the wave that going over that assignment going to come on you. I've seen it over and over again in my ministry. I've seen men connected, women connected, and it just took off.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're here for.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Make connection properly.
Yes, sir.
This Abrahamic deal here, let me get to it in this Bible here. In Genesis 12, I'm going to read all three verses because it's shouting ground.
Yes, sir.
Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I will show thee. Land he was going to show him, right?
Yes,
now look at the second verse. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. She has been thee. And make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Still, everything about Abram right now.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But look at this third verse.
Uh-huh.
And I will bless them that bless thee.
Yes, sir.
Connection.
Yes.
And curse them that curses thee.
Come on, come this off.
And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody say connection?
Connection.
We're talking about connection to our assignment from God.
Yes, sir.
It'll cause you to move faster. I connected to Kenneth Hagin. I connected to Fred Price and followed them real close. You see?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Connection.
Connection.
Now, the second thing, I'll get back to that connection in a few moments. He's going to hurt a little bit when I get back to it. Operating in an anointing that cannot be denied.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Operating, connecting, then operating in an anointing that cannot be denied. Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
An anointing that is producing and manifesting. And then there are branches that coming off of that anointing doing the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's from God. See, it's really not a person, it's God.
Yeah.
God using people as channels to get things into the earth realm. He has to have a vessel.
Yes.
That's why you got Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, David, Solomon. They were vessels that God used. They wasn't doing it. God was doing it. But God need a man. God need a woman. God needs somebody down here he can channel himself through.
Yes, sir.
If not, Satan can call him on the carpet.
Wow.
Because Satan is the god of this world.
Yes, sir.
But when God get a man and a woman he sent in the world, yeah. Satan is not their god.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All of my broke days are over. Say it. Say it with confidence. Say it with faith. Say it with an anointing. All of my broke days are over. Say it like you mean it. All debt cancellation angels just took off. That's what I heard. They heard that decree. They just took off. They all just took off. Receive, you see. Your broke day is over. That's my first time hearing it. All debt cancellation angels just took off. Working on your case. Working with your name. Working on your situation. Y'all better give me some praise. You better give God some praise from y'all. Y'all better recognize what God's saying here. Debt cancellation angel was waiting on somebody to say what we just said. It will be done supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
It will not be done by interest payment.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. The interest is about to turn around. The interest direction is about to change. The interest direction was going one way from you, but the interest about to come back to you.
Yes, sir.
I'd make you the lender. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Stick with it now. Stick with it. Let's go to this anointing. Now look at this anointing, how sweet it is. Then said the Lord to his anointed.
Yeah.
To Sarah, whose right hand I've holden. So subdued nation before him, and I will loose the line of kings to open before him the two-leaved gate, and the gate should not be shut. Go to the second verse. We're talking about operating an anointing that can't be denied.
Yes.
I will go before thee and make the crooked, all crooked finances in your life is about to be made straight. Everything that is a hindrance, you don't know where you're going, but you're going to walk straight from now on, straight to the bank. Not to make a loan. To put money in there so somebody else can make a loan. The interest. I told you about the interest coming.
Yes, sir. Jesus.
I will break in peace the gates of brass and cut in some of the bonds of iron. Look at verse 3, and I'm going to another point.
Come on now. That's good.
What? Yeah. What is it?
Yes, sir. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
Yes. That's it.
What? And hidden riches. Oh, somebody got to shout you now.
Yes, sir.
See, what happened, y'all got to the point y'all don't believe the Bible. When things that they say, don't be so familiar with it not to shout. He's watching you.
Yes, sir.
How are you responding to his word? And hidden riches of secret places.
Yes.
And God saying, my name is on the line.
Yes.
That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel.
Yes,
you know what he's saying? You ready for it? You ready?
I can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
If you will praise me and trust me,
yes, sir,
it's all over.
Yes, sir.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Not next month, tonight.
Tonight.
Come on, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Straight. Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's your next point. Right. Getting under an impartation that is already proven. Getting under an impartation that is already proven. Now, there's a verse before I show you the real verse to go with it in Philippians. And I get stuck on that verse sometimes because I see what he's saying, what should be done when you're being ministered to.
Yes, sir.
How things should be going, you know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost coming, you know.
Yes,
just
sir.
Let me work a little while here, but I feel his presence. He really want to minister to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're out of debt, and
yes,
the interest coming your way.
Yep.
Huh? And you got debt cancellation angel working on your case. You ain't never heard of them. My first time hearing them. He just said it.
Yes, sir.
Now notice this night voice, the night, Philippians 4:9. Those things what you have both learned.
Hallelujah.
And received,
yes, yes,
and heard,
yes,
the apostle talking, and seen in me,
yes,
do.
Yes.
Come on.
And the same thing will happen to you.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're too late to disprove that. It already happened. I got sons that it happened already.
Yes, sir.
Right. You're too late. You can't disprove this. We got evidence in this room tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Evidence.
Huh. Huh. Too late. Come on. And it just happened to him. No, you lie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They got men in here can answer you tonight. Men and women will tear your head off. Them. No, I'm in there too.
Yes, sir.
I'm blessed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got men and women here now. Go to prison and don't have to ask how much it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say, put it in the car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know you got some money when you ain't got to ask how much it costs.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
I talked to my nutritionist doctor, and we talked a couple of hours. And when she got through, he says, "What? How much we owe you? $1,310." Insurance don't cover that.
Yes, sir.
But money do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's where I've been trying to get the body of Christ,
yeah,
to go.
Yeah.
Walk in, just get what you need and,
yeah,
be ready to pay for it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Most people say, insurance, see, insurance back up poison.
Mm-hmm. Watch out. Yeah. Watch out.
They don't back up no protein.
Yes, sir.
That's sad, isn't it? Isn't that sad?
Yes, sir.
Well, why? I can't get it. Why they won't back up me making a decision with my body?
Right.
I got to go where they want me to go.
Right.
Apostle.
Come on. Come on.
See, y'all got to be able to do that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
She said $1,000. You would almost say, hallelujah. I say, that girl about to get her some money. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you got to go in and pray and ask how much it's going to cost me. Just get back in your car. And go to the house and get in your prayer room and start praying. You ain't ready yet, but you're upset. That's right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 All right, I'm gonna minister to y'all a little longer.
Yep. Thank you.
Now, these scriptures, I'm not gonna read all these scriptures. Getting under the impartation is already proven, but I want to show you something tonight. In Genesis chapter 13, you know, we read the 12th chapter, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the 13th chapter. We're talking about being connected, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I want you to see this. What happened? What happened in this case? The Lord want to bring it out vividly because there's people, the people here want to be here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, I really don't like to do too much advertising anymore.
Yes, sir.
Because you get those hecklers who come who are not really, really ready to receive.
Yes, sir.
You just come to see what you're doing.
Yes,
I ain't got no time for that.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
In Genesis chapter 13, this man God talked to in Genesis chapter 12, something happened. First verse. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had. Get that, all that he had. Somebody say he had something.
Yes.
All right. And Lot, I want you to get this too. And Lot with him. You got that?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to see it. Into the south. Now look at verse 2. The thing is, you got to stop saying Abram.
Yeah.
You didn't get it. See, don't be afraid to say that. And Leroy was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And Carolyn was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And Leroy Jr. was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And Shana was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And Montreal was rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And Darnell was very rich. And all the members of Word of Life Christian Center were very rich in cattle. All the members of LTMA were very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. And all the partners were very rich in cattle, silver, and y'all better shout, partners, and gold. Don't just repeat the history. Step into the mystery. God is trying to tell you something. It's not about Abraham. It's about you. I heard this, come alive and knock your enemy aside. Anything, come alive to the revelation and knock your enemy that been blocking your money all that time aside with revelation and anointed combined.
Yes, sir.
Revelation, anointed, and connection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Read your name in that verse again, loud, loud. Read it again. One more time. It was recorded for you to read it like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
So from now on, when you're reading the scriptures, don't just lay on David. Don't just lay on Isaac.
Yes.
Meditate.
Yes.
And put your picture in there.
Yes.
And put your situation in there.
Yes.
Then run around and shout.
Yes.
And give God the glory that he have done the same thing for you.
Yes.
Because I'm the Lord and I change not.
Yes, sir.
Just think about all the scriptures you know.
Yes, sir.
If they really was personalized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not memorized.
No.
Personalized.
Yes, sir.
Just think about it. Now you at a place right now, you're about to go somewhere.
Yes,
see, the Holy Ghost is revealing to us, you have to personalize the scripture.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
For whatever he has done.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
He'll do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
The Bible is not information. The Bible is revelation. Watch this boy get in trouble. Connect, get rich, and disconnect.
Watch out. Come on.
And Abram was very rich in Calla and silver and gold. Calla, Lord didn't want you to miss it. Silver and gold. Because you know people get other revelation, you know. So he's rich in the spirit. A lot of people rich in the spirit and they stay broke. You're really not rich in the spirit, you just lie. Because you're rich in the spirit, you're not gonna be broke. Let me go back here. The Holy Ghost is telling me go back to something.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. Is it possible for me to get so connected I don't want for anything?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Pocket full of money.
Pocket full of money.
I don't want nothing.
Don't want
walk to a store and don't want nothing. You know who really wants something? Broke people. They go buy all kind of stuff trying to prove to you that they got some money.
That's good.
Right. That's right.
That's good.
Right.
Yes, sir.
It's true.
The power broken over your life tonight.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Now let me make, I want you to see this. I want you to see this. I got to read a little bit. The third verse, and they went on this journey from the south even to Bethel and to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hal, unto the place of the altar which he made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. See verse 4? Mm-hmm. Now look at verse 5 now. And Lot also, that God didn't say nothing to. Almost screamed, you know, I'm trying to hold it. Which went with Abram.
Yeah, yeah.
Who had an assignment.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Come on with it.
Yes, sir.
Had flocks. And herds. And tent.
Wow,
sure. Look at the next verse. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. Let me show you a mistake now. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram, verse 7, cattle, and the herdmen of Lot, cattle, and the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, here's Lot's chance. Lot know God ain't saying nothing to him. Not to this dimension. Here's his chance now to connect greater. Here's his chance to honor. Men are so dishonorable. Here's his chance to honor the man of God who had brought him somewhere he had never got by himself. But now he thinks he all that now. I remember a case with Jeremiah and my son Darnell, and Phil was living then, and they got in a little squabble at school or something, and Phil said, "Oh no, Jeremiah, we can't do this."
Right.
He said, "We can't do this. That's dad's son." Y'all got to get it straight some kind of way. We can't have that.
Yes, sir.
Teach.
Now, he's the pastor and anointed and walking in his own. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we are brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the land, left hand, then I will go to the right.
Come on.
You know what he's saying? Because I don't need you, you need me. I just saw that. I don't need you. Go anywhere you go, you go head on. But what I got gonna go with me.
Yes, sir.
Now y'all don't see. Y'all don't want to see it, but you're gonna see it.
Yes, sir.
If thou depart to the right hand, I will go to the left. No matter where I go, I'm blessed. But I'm trying to get somewhere because I got 2-3 more points I got to give you, but I won't get somewhere. And Lot lifted, verse 10, Lot lifted his eye and beheld all the plain of Jordan. It was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou come into Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land, I want to show you something, of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of Plan and pitched his tent towards Sodom. Sodom. But the men in Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. All right, now watch this. Verse 14, and then I'm going to the next point. And the Lord said to Abram, after.
Come on, Apostle.
That Lot was separated from him. There are some places I want to bring you, but I couldn't bring you with Lot.
Apostle.
Lift up thine eyes now and look from the place where thou art northward, southward, and eastward, and westward, for all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. But I couldn't give it to you with Lot because I know what he's going to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
That's clear. Yes, sir.
Teach that.
I had to wait till that disrespectful person get out of your life.
Yeah.
Sit down. Let me give you a couple more points. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Instruction, put this down, instruction, plural, that is flowing from the mouth of God. He who operate in the magnetic forces of money cometh must have instruction that is flowing from the mouth of God. Joshua 1:8. Now you know better than just putting this to Joshua now. I'm training you. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. My mouth.
My mouth.
But thou shalt meditate day and day and night. My heart.
My heart.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in
my steps.
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. He ain't talking to Joshua no more.
He ain't talking to Joshua no more. He's talking to me.
So he told me, meditate.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. He told me that if you're going to be prosperous, you're going to have to make it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's what these prosperity revivals are about. Just to train and teach people that you can step right on in.
Step right
yes,
on.
Sir.
Yep.
Not only that, I want you to add to your notes Psalm 1:1-3, saying the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Got to a point in the third verse. Look at the third verse of Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Look at the third verse. Look what this man got to. Now, can I tell y'all something? Y'all won't hurt y'all feeling?
Yes, sir.
That's where I am now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, it's not. See, the Bible, not just in the Bible.
Right.
The Bible in believers who have trust God to assert. Come, put that Psalm 113 up there. I want them to see it.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
I just want to look at the last part. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Everyone in this room who is connected with God have a divine right. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. Nobody can stop you. Satan can't stop you. Demon can't stop you. Because you wear an anointing that overpower darkness. Stop staying stuck with the world system and what they're doing, and let God do something in your life tonight. Listen to the Holy Ghost tonight. Everything about to change in your life. Your thinking is changing right now. Your anointing is changing right now. Your mouth is changing right now. Your manifestation is changing right now. Your demonstration is changing right now. We got a Holy Ghost up in here. It's not just a man talking. The Holy Ghost is up in here. He's touching you right now. He's going to give you dreams and vision. He's going to rock you all night long.
Glory to God.
This is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You have a written guarantee. God said, I'll make you rich. Over and over and over again, he testified how much he won't make his church rich and his children rich. And they got a calling and an inheritance and a power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir.
Glory!
My goodness.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Come on, Father.
Turn to Luke 5. I'm about to make your statement.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to write this down. Stepping into overflowing manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Step in. I'm stepping into overflowing manifestation. I fish all night long and I ain't caught nothing. But I got a word tonight. Then Luke chapter 5, they'd fish all night long, taking nothing. But he said, thy word, I'll let down the net.
Yes.
And when he did that, don't cut top out of his when they let that net down, that was a fresh anointing on it.
Yes, sir.
And the ship starts sinking.
Wow.
Oh, I can see your checkbook sinking. It's so loaded, it's so heavy. It's so heavy. It's so heavy. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. I'm preaching.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I see your checkbook loaded.
Yes, sir. Loaded.
Yes, sir.
See, the book itself not too heavy, but by knowing the content of it, it get heavy. I decree everybody in here got a heavy checkbook. Credit cards on time have robbed us. I walked up to some tellers, they don't even know what money is. They said, you gonna pay like that?
Yep.
Wow. I slapped that little girl outside the head. Girl, you don't remember no money? They know how to run the credit card, but the money, they get nervous. They say, you know, you pull out $300 or $400 and take.
Yes, sir.
They don't tell them keep the change.
Wow.
Then you try to give people money. Oh, no, sir, you don't have to do that. I said, slap. I said, come on, slap you. And they need it. I remember we were eating in a restaurant. One girl act ugly with us. Yeah, sir, Dr. Fall was there. I don't know, you wasn't with her then. I think the girl act ugly. And another little girl come and act nice. And in about 5 minutes, she had $500 in her hand. The other girl come walk back over kind of sad and look, we ain't give her nothing. Jesse DePlanet and I was in the restaurant and we wanted a paper. Jesse asked a young man, wasn't it? Another young lady. Is there any way we can get a paper, we won't see something? No, we ain't got no paper around here. He walked off. Another young lady come and Jesse asked her, said, you got any paper? She said, I'll go get you one, sir. Came back. She had a $200 bill waiting on her.
Yes, sir.
I was at a restaurant with Jesse, and the waiters just kept messing around with the ticket. I said, give me that ticket. You think, because this white man, you ain't going to get a good tip. You just as crazy. You don't know who I am or what. I said, you're going to get a big tip. I'm going to tip you just as big as him.
Yes, sir.
He said, yes, sir. But he just thought, just had it in mind, you know.
Yes, sir.
Second Chronicle 20:20. Very few are living under prophetic prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Tonight you come under prophetic prosperity. Look at Second Chronicle 20:20.
Yes, sir.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophet. You just stepped in.
Yes, sir. Just stepped in.
Money must obey you from this night forward.
Yes, sir.
Just like it obeyed Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Matthew 17.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Taxes need to be paid.
Yes, sir.
Jesus told a man, go, the first fish that cometh, got the word cometh in it, cometh up, open his mouth, you'll find a piece of money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Money obeyed Jesus.
Money
obeyed me. Yes, sir. And Jesus in me.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Stop coming outside for money.
Yeah.
Stay on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Money obey you from the inside, not the outside.
Yeah.
Teach them.
Yes, sir.
Write your financial prescription on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Let me close here. Wow. Money must obey you from this night forward, just like it obeyed Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Jesus had the audacity to tell a man who was a fisherman who never saw money in a fish mouth, go down and the first fish that come up, open his mouth, and you will find a piece of money.
Yeah.
And my question is, was the money there?
Yes, sir.
In the 26th chapter of Matthew, verses 6 through 13, take those notes because I can't read all it. Always be ready to pull what you have on Jesus and his word.
Okay. Come on, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
That's that woman with the box.
Yes, sir.
Church don't understand that.
Yep.
Church don't understand big giving.
Wow.
That's right. I was preaching at Carwin Church. This woman, I don't even know who she was. And she started bringing money up in the thousand.
Yes, sir.
Just thousand. I mean, you remember, y'all was there.
Yes, sir.
And now she's about to come into some big money. She said, get ready any time the plane might land. And she's talking about millions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Here's a money secret that few Christians know. I said it this morning about money miracles in John 2:5. Whatever he says to you, do it. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you two more points, but they're going to be hot. Money floods are coming to a remnant of God's people. Money floods cometh to me now. Say it.
Say it now.
What you mean by money flood? Money just keep on coming. I mean, you can't keep up with it. I mean, it overpowers. You know what a flood do?
Yeah.
Money floods.
Money flood.
Are coming to me now. My money flood coming.
Money flood.
To me.
To me.
Now.
Now.
I don't have to know where it's coming from. I don't have to know who it's coming from. All I know is coming. And you guys can say that tonight, you know.
Yes, sir.
You were here for a reason. You got to pick that up. You got to keep saying that.
Yes, sir.
Money flood,
money flood
coming to me now.
To me now.
Let me show you where that at. Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing, I want you to look at the Job 36:11, because I'm closing, and you get ready to come. Job 36:11.
Jesus, come on, teach,
Father. If they obey and serve him, they shall have some money on Friday. Or they'll have some money on the holiday. They shall spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, every day in prosperity. And their years in pleasure. Psalm 35:27. Hallelujah! Money cometh, energy is being released right now in the spirit realm and the mental realm. Money cometh, energy. Oh, my God. It's being released right now in the spirit realm and mental realm. Because this thing is in me. When I open my mouth, money start moving. And because you're here, I'm releasing energy. Money cometh, energy on your house. On your heart, on your hand, on your mind, on your spirit. Let them shout for joy. Let's shout. Be glad means laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Be glad. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
That favors my righteous cause. Let them say it. I say it. Now continue what I said. Let the Lord be magnified. Say it again. Let the Lord be magnified. Say it again. Let the Lord be magnified. Which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Money coming, energy is being released right now in the spirit realm and the mental realm. And let me close with this. You want to write this down. Let me talk. Let's talk about opening your heart to prosperity. I heard this from a woman. She's 94 years old now. Turn the great energy of your thinking upon ideas of plenty, and you will have plenty, regardless of what people about you are doing or saying. Let me give it to you again. I'm talking about a 94-year-old millionaire.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about opening your heart to prosperity. Turn the great energy of your thinking upon ideas of plenty.
Yes, sir.
And you will have plenty, regardless of what people about you are doing or saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lift your hand and praise God. Hallelujah. Think about plenty. God wants you to have God as a God of plenty. More than enough. 12 baskets left over. He's a God of plenty.